Good evening.
Good evening, it's Ruby.
How are you, Ruby?
I'm doing fine, hanging in there.
Okay. I assume you're the only one on?
Yeah, for right now, uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, man.
Hi, Esmond.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi,
please join
hello.
Me. Please join me in saying Yanabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tatir, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yatar Tzadi. The letters of the month of Shvat, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Dali, the water carrier, the astrological sign of Aquarius. Together, the Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus the Kolel. And this, we learn from this number 92 that the essence of Shabbat is the unification of the spiritual and the physical worlds. Na gibor dor sheyichudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Ba'ed. We're going to start over because I skipped a verse. Ana v'koach Gedula Chemincha Alephet Gimel Yitav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyuchudcha Kiva Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bachem Tacharem Rakamei Sitkacha Tamid Gam Reim Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Virov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Hekufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tziyakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to use the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notze chesed l'alafim, notze avon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. Now we're going to read the verses that we read daily that connect to the energy of the various years. And the first year that we'll connect to is the year of the goat, the current year, 5777, utilizing one of two verses. The first verse we'll read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. This verse has five words. When we take the first letter of those five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And the final letters can be permuted into Dir Yam. Two Hebrew words that translate as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we will read tonight, connecting to the year of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Because concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. And the separation between the four letters of the name of the year is seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Hadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. And again, we have two verses that connect to that energy. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rakat kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yachaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelod Hamlacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishre Levav Lehitkadesh MeHaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. And when we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Wa La Me, He He He, Aka A, Re Ka Ka. And the second verse that we read to connect to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead ki bia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tur olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, which is the year that swallows death forever. The first verse we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni yad bili ruki. The second verse we will read is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavoyim. Asher yitzhabei sham v'shavtem eilayel nachon. V'chalakti yitzhem v'chayayim yeshno. Baretz v'chipasti. O to bekol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is again from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yom ruayo. And then come to the year of peace in the Middle East, the year 5774, there is only one verse that connects to that energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'atav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosiku. Vene avlala anoto kaasher barishona. And we're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, the parasha of this week, Pasuk 29, and the energy of this verse is certainty. And we'll start with the Lashem Yichud. L'shem yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bithilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yudhe b'valhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu konenei aleinu maasei adenu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar beka amatar tane nan dekucha parichu kol ma deaved le'ela witata kolaihu kishot biovada. Dikshot veleid lach mila bialma divae barnash vedach yaleya mineya ulam haga veya kalana dehakulhu ovada dikshot inun vikola itzterich bialma. We're going to scan the 72 names of God at this moment. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 18th day of Shvat, Moshe of Quito, Rabbi Yaakov Margulis, Rabbi Elimelech Menachem Mendel Landau. Rabbi Binyamin Benish ben Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Finkel. In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. And today's class will be a teaching from Rabbi Ashlag. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page, on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 16, the right-hand column. When you click on that link that talks about Rabbi Ashlag's teachings, you can scroll down to number 27B, where we will continue to read the general preface, starting with section 6. Rabbi Ashlag starts by saying, I will elaborate inside the book, and here I will be brief so as to not stray from the issue. It is explained in branch 1 and in branch 4, in the order of the 10 Sefirot, concerning the 4 Behinot of 10 Sefirot or Yashar and or Chozer. Or Yashar is straight light and or Chozer is returning light. Behinot is the phases. That in every 10 Sefirot there are 2 discernments of Hishpatut, expansion, and 2 discernments of Hitabut, increasing the materiality, the Abiyut, which expand from the root, which is the Keter of these 10 Sefirot. Chachma is considered broad Hishpatut and emerges first. This means that this Hitpashtut contains all the light that extends from En Sof to that emanated. And the Kli, called Or Ha'av, the thick light, meaning the will to receive contained in the Hitpashtut of the light, for which it acquires disparity of form from the emanator, in whom there is no form of reception, and for which it becomes darker than the light, is still not revealed in this broad Hitpashtut. This is so as long as its desire does not intensify, craving additional abundance, more than the measure of its Hitpashtut. Instead, it is included in the above-mentioned coarse light from the perspective of the emanator who wishes to bestow upon it. For this reason, it must reveal its vessels of reception and realize it from potential to actual. Hence it grows thicker as it spreads, meaning its desire to extend more abundance than its measure of Hitpashtut increases. And the Hittabut that was made in this Hitpashtut is given its own name due to its intensification. It is called Bina because it is darker than the Or Chachma, in which the will to receive was revealed in actual fact. this Bina is still unfit to be an actual Kli, since its essence is from Chachma, but it is the root of the Kli, for the Kli can only be completed from Hitabut, thickening, made in the second Hitpashtut. It is called Hitpashtut through a window, meaning that the additional abundance that Bina drew through her intensification spreads from her outwards. And this is called Or HaChasadim, the light of mercy. The opposite of the broad Hitpashtut Aleph, the first Hitpashtut called Or Chatzmut, the light of essence. Hitpashtut through a window that spreads from Bina is called Zeronpin, and it thickens as it spreads, like the first Hitpashtut. This means that it too intensifies to extend additional abundance more than the measure of the Hitpashtut from Bina. By that, it actualizes the vessel of reception contained in it. This second Hitabut is given its own name, since this is intensification. It grew darker than the light of Hitpashtut, and it is called Malchut. Bechina Dalad, which is Hitabut, created at the Hitpashtut through the window, called Malchut, is the complete vessel of reception, and not the three Bechinot preceding it, the three phases preceding it, which cascaded only to reveal this fourth Bechina. It is her that undergoes the first restriction, preventing herself from receiving abundance in this fourth phase due to the disparity of form revealed in her. This detaining force is called Masach, a screen, or a pargod, a curtain, which means that it detains the abundance from shining and spreading within it. Also, this is the whole difference between the first Hitabut, made in the broad Hitpashtut, and the Hitabut that was done in a Hitpashtut through a window. This is because so in the first Hitabut, the Tzimtzum does not govern it. Hence it is fit for reception of light. This is why she is called a window, meaning receiving, as the house receives the daylight through the window in it. But in the second Hitabut, the force of Tzimtzum governs her, and she prevents herself from receiving the abundance in her essence. Hence, he is called a Masach, detaining the light. And after Bechina Dalet appeared with her Masach, the light spreads to her again, and the Masach detains it, as mentioned above. Consequently, a Zivug Dahaka'ah is made on it, and 10 Sephirot d'Or Chozer, returning light, emerges. As it is written in branch 3, the arrangement of these 10 Sephirot is opposite from the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar, direct light, which emerge from below upwards, since the Masach that elicited that great light, and which is the root, has become Keter. This is the meaning of their end is embedded in their beginning. Just as Keter is the beginning and the Rosh of the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar, direct light, the end, which is Malchut, has become the beginning, and the Rosh of the ten Sefirot, the Or Chozer, of returning light. Thus Malchut has returned as being a Keter to these ten Sefirot, and Zer Anpin of the ten Sefirot to Or Yashar, the direct light, is now become Chachma, since the first receiver from the root is called Chachma. It is similarly with the rest, through Keter to Or Yashar, which becomes Malchut in the ten Sefirot of Or Chozer. Since it receives from Zer Anpin the Or Chozer, which is Chachma of Or Yashar. It turns out that in the ten Sefirot, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchut, of Or Yashar, of direct light, the degrees are measured according to the purity from the coarse light, where the purer is higher and more important. But in the ten Sefirot, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchut, of Or Chozer, of returning light, the degrees are measured by the aviyut, the physicality, the thickening, where the greater the aviyut in the degree, the higher it is and more important. This makes the higher ones in the ten Sefirot of Or Yashar lower in the ten Sefirot to Or Chozer, and the lower ones in the ten Sefirot of Or Yashar higher in the ten Sefirot to Or Chozer. I know this is seems to be complicated. I'm giving you a verbal commentary. It seems to be complex, but it really isn't. As direct light flows down from above, it takes on this value of 10 Sefirot, and it hits the curtain, and so it goes back up. But in the case of Or Chozer, in returning light, the start of the returning light, where it hits the curtain, is now Keter of returning light. And as it elevates back to its seed level of direct light, it hits the ten Sefirot of returning light. And this unity of the direct light with the returning light creates a structure of ten Sefirot in every level, in every Sefirah, as you flow down from the Keter of direct light to the Malchut of direct light. I hope that helps to clarify it. The first ten Sefirot that spread from En Sof are called Adam Kadmon. These are the roots of the Kalim, the vessels of the head. Hence, the ten Sefirot are named after the Kli Derosh, the Galgalta, the skull, the Inaim, the eyes, the Oznaim, the ears. And these are Keter, Chachma, and Bina of the ten Sefirot of Adam Kadmon. And Chotem, the nose, and Peh, the mouth, are Zer Anpin. And ultimately there is Malchut of the ten Sefirot to Adam Kadmon. Also, it is known that the ten Sefirot are integrated in one another, as it is written inside. Hence, each of the above-mentioned Galgalta, Inaim, the skull, the eyes, And the AHP expands into 10 Sephirot. This is saying that essentially every Sephirot becomes a complete structure of 10 Sephirot through the creation of returning light that completes the direct light. Continuing to read. It is forbidden to speak of the 10 Sephirot that expanded in Golgotha or in Naim, in the skull or the eyes, which are Keter and Chachma of the 10 Sephirot of Adam Katmon. And we have no dealings with them. We begin to speak from Bina and Zeron Pin of Adam Katmon. Also, it is known that the 10 Sephirot are Keter and the four phases of Chachma, Bina, Zeron Pin, and Malchut. And there are Or Panimi, inner light, and Or Makif, surrounding light in them. This means that what has already been clothed in the Kli, in the vessel, is called Or Panimi, inner light. And what has not yet been clothed in the vessel is called Or Makif, surrounding light. Thus, in each of the 10 Sephirot of AHP, of Adam Kadmon, there are five internals. Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeron Pin, and Malchut, and five surrounding, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeron Pin, and Malchut. Section 7. Now we shall explain the inherent quality of the Or Panimi, the inner light, and the Or Makif, the surrounding light, of the 10 Sephirot of Adam Kadmon. The matter of the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar and the 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer that exists in each 10 Sephirot has already been explained. In these 10 Sephirot of Adam Kadmon, too, there are 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar from Keter to Malchut, and likewise 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer from Malchut to Keter. And the Or Yashar, the direct light, extends and arrives in completeness to that of the emanated. Yet the 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer, returning light, are not fully and immediately extended to that emanated. Instead, it is extended through all the Partsufim and the emanated after Adam Kadmon. The thing is that everything that extends from the emanator extends complete and full. These are the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar, direct light. But the 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer, returning light, that extend from the emanated, from the detaining force in Phase 4, called Masach, does not immediately emerge in full. Instead, each emanated being has a part of it and is multiplied according to the multiplication of the emanated, as it is written inside. Now you can see that the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar and a part of the 10 Sephirot of Or Chozer are the Or Panimi, the inner light, while the whole of the Or Chozer, the returning light, is the Or Makif. The surrounding light. Also, it has already been explained above that there are two Nikavot, plural for Nukva, in the 10 Sephirot, Hitabut in the broad hit Pashtut and Hitabut in the hit Pashtut through a window called Bina and Malchut. You should know that Bina is discerned as an inner kli, in which all the Or Panimi is clothed, and Malchut is the outer kli, in which all the Or Makif is clothed. This means that the Or Makif is tied to her. Since she has a masach, it is unfit for reception due to the detaining force in it. Instead, it is the root of the 10 sephirot of Or Chozer, of returning light. Thus, the content of Or Panimi, inner light, and Or Makif, surrounding light, has been thoroughly explained, as well as the content of the inner kli and the outer kli. Now we can understand the Ari's words brought about in item 5, concerning the 5 internals and the 5 externals that emerge tied to one another through the pay, the mouth of Adam Kadmon. This concerns what he had explained in the Gate of Tanta, chapter 1, that the Or Panimi, the inner light, and the Or Makif of the 10 Sephirot of Ozen, of the ears, and the Or Panimi and the Or Makif of the 10 Sephirot of the nose, the Chotem, emerged in two vessels, an inner kli for Or Panimi and an outer kli for Or Makif. Also, they are remote from one another, since the 5 surrounding Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut emerge from the foramen of the right ear, and the 5 internal Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut emerge from the foramen of the left ear, and similarly in the nose. Hence, he tells us here, in the 10 Sephirot of the mouth of Adam Kadmon, that there are no two distinct kleis here, but both, the 5 internal and the 5 surrounding, emerge tied to a single kli, the mouth, called Malchut to Adam Kadmon, meaning Behina Dalit. Yet the inner kli, which is Bechina Bet and Bechina Bina, does not exist here. We could ask about it, how is it possible for the inner light, which is the 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar, to clothe in the kli of the mouth, which is the Bechina Dalit, that was erected with the Masach, and is unfit for reception. The thing is that Malchut herself is discerned with 4 distinct behinot, called atzimot, bones, gidin, tendons, basar, flesh, and or, skin. The atzimot of Malchut indicate the etzim, the bone, but also the core of her structure. This is the actual Behina Zerantin, meaning the Hishpatut through a window, except it has gained Abiyut, physicality, along its Hitpashtut, due to the intensification of the desire to extend more abundance than in its Hitpashtut from Bina. For this reason, it is defined by a name according to itself. Thus, 2 Bechinot are discerned in her. Bechina Aleph in the Atzmut in her, the part of Zerantin, and Bechina Bet in the Aviut, the physicality, the thickening, added to her by her intensification. And this is called Gedin, continues. And what she takes from the force of Tzimtzum, the detaining force, so as to not receive abundance in this course life, called a curtain, the one with the zivug of the 10 sephirot of Or Hozer, is Behina Dalit in Malchut, called Or. And the Or Hozer that rises from the Masach by the force of the zivug is called Basar, flesh. And this is Bechina Gimel of Malchut. Thus you find that Malchut is contained of the Hit Pashtut of Bina also. Moreover, it is in fact the essence of its structure. Now you will understand that the Atzmut in the Malchut become the inner Kli to the internal five in the lights of the mouth. And the Beshinat Or in her becomes the outer Kli for the surrounding five in the lights of the mouth. Now it has been thoroughly clarified how the five internal, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and five surrounding, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, emerged in a single Kli and called Malchut, in which there are two vessels, as well as internal and external, though connected to each other, since all four Behinot are but one Kli, Malchut. I'm checking to see if we have enough time to finish Section 8, because we've completed Section 7. It's questionable, so we're going to call the class at this point, and we'll pick it up next week with Section 8. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a good evening. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom, and thank you, Hanak.
You're welcome, Ruby. Take care of people.